This is bookcareers.com Live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of bookcareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello, and welcome to episode 93 of bookcareers.com Live. The following recording is copyright information extracted from How to Job Search in Book Publishing by Suzanne Collier, which will be published later this year. So in the last couple of weeks, my inbox has been filled with questions about second interviews. How can you ace a second interview? So here are some words of wisdom. Now, you apply for the job, you make it through to the first interview, and then they call you back for a second interview. Fantastic. Now what? Imagine when you meet someone for the first time and you think you've really hit it off. So you arrange to meet up again, and when you do, you're either, "This was such a good idea," or "What on earth was I thinking?" That's what a second interview is like. It's about meeting someone for the second time and scrutinising their skills and competences further. One of the main reasons there is very little written about second interviews and beyond is because most of what happens at a second interview is building on the discussions of the first interview. So for the second interview, you should expect more of the same. What this means in real terms is whatever way the discussion went at first interview, you need to take that discussion and research the hell out of it or act upon what was said. So what that means is, say the discussion went around computer software program that you have no prior knowledge of, or is something popular like InDesign, which you have never used before. In between the first and second interviews, you will find out more about the software. If it's specialist publishing industry software, look up the software producer's website, see which other publishers are using it, read the company's PR and understand the principles of it. Is it similar to other software that you know how to use? Is the interface the same? If you haven't used InDesign before, but you know that you'll be using it in this role, then download the free 7-day trial and see if you can teach yourself some basics with the help of the free tutorials on the Adobe website, YouTube, or elsewhere on the internet. And by InDesign Basics, you really need to be able to create a document, open an existing document, resize text, resize a graphic, import text or a graphic, and save the document. Those are really the basic tasks. Now, another example might be, say at the first interview, they were discussing a big marketing campaign that was in process. Then you need to hunt out this marketing campaign and follow everything they're doing on every platform with it. Read every tweet, look at every Insta, look at the vocabulary they are using and how they're engaging with their audience and interacting with their followers. Are there any interesting comments or posts you could use in your next discussion? Say, for instance, your second interview is with a publisher of personal development and they've told you that the book they're so excited about is coming from an author they describe as the next Wayne Dyer. And be honest, you've never heard of Wayne Dyer, but in the first interview you nodded in agreement as though you did. So you come away and the first thing you do is find out that sadly Wayne Dyer is no longer with us. But his audience and followers are there for the taking. They are looking for the next Wayne Dyer. So you look through Wayne Dyer's back catalogue to see what books he wrote and where they were positioned in the marketplace. Then you research the author they mentioned and see what they are up to. And you might compare where the new author's fans are against where you might find Wayne Dyer's fans. Or say you're being interviewed by an academic publisher and they mention they're building a platform in the same manner of Science Direct, and it will host all their journal articles, but they're debating about the layout, whether they want it to be more like Publisher A or more like Publisher B. You need to go away and research all they mentioned. Look at Science Direct, look at Publisher A and Publisher B, and have some thoughts and discussion points you can raise at your second interview. Now, say for instance, your second interview is with Pam Macmillan, and they were very excited not only about the hardback publication of Mariah Carey's autobiography, but also about the paperback publication of Elton John's autobiography, which is being sold with an additional new chapter. You'd make sure you were monitoring all the social media to see what was in the new chapter and how they were marketing it. So at second interview, you'd be able to comment on whether it was an inspired piece of marketing to try and get all the hardback customers to now buy the paperback edition just for the new chapter, as well as watch as how they intended on doing this. Now, all those examples should give you an idea of what points you should run with from your first interview. Because whilst overall the questions you can expect within your second interview will be very similar to the first interview, you could probably expect the first question to be, "So what have you done since we last spoke?" Or, "Have you learned anything new since your first interview?" And then you can wow them with your answers because you've done the research, you are genuinely interested in the role and the publisher, and you know that you would make a great employee. The rest of the questions are likely to be along the lines of the same questions of the first, but might be more conversational in style. If you've got a limited number of scenarios or examples that demonstrate your skills and competencies, it's okay to use the same scenarios you may have discussed in your first interview. But this time, you might want to go into a little more detail in your response. Do not feel you're repeating yourself, and do not feel aggrieved at you're answering the same questions again. I had a client who used to fail before they came to me at a second interview because they said, "Well, we've already discussed this. I'm not quite sure why you're asking me this again," which was rather ignorant and slightly rude. And it's not surprising. But once we rectified that, then I made them realise that it's fine for them to ask the same questions again, that they managed to secure a permanent role. So don't feel that you're repeating yourself. Last time at your first interview, they were skimming the surface. Now they're looking in more depth. Then we come to interview tests. There are a variety of tests given at interview, and you should not be scared of these tests because all of them are geared to check you have the skills and competencies for the role, whatever that is. It may be anything from a simple filing test, a proofreading test, to outlining a marketing campaign for a particular book, estimating the paper that's needed for a book, identifying the potential customers or estimating production costs, and estimating potential sales for a book. Now, if you've got the skills and competencies for the role, none of these tests will be particularly challenging. And I'll give you a little, let you into a secret. How to Job Search in Book Publishing will have a whole chapter on interview tests. And it's not long to wait because it will be out this year and there isn't much of the year left. And remember, that for a second interview, you could be down to just the final two or three, though it's not unheard of for a second interview to involve five or six candidates. Once again, after your second interview, send a thank you email and reinforce your interest in the role. All being well, you will have wowed them so much they will offer you the job. But if not, remember, there is a job somewhere with your name on it. You just need to find it. Now, if you're stuck and need help with a publishing job interview, we now offer interview coaching as part of our employability consultations. We're still offering the full in-depth interview coaching too, but currently most of our clients are loving our new addition to the employability consult. You can book appointments online or email me at suzanne@bookcareers.com. And as always, if you're stuck with anything else, my inbox is always open. Just a reminder, you've listened to copyright material. If you want to work in an industry that respects copyright, please don't pass our material off as your own.
Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers or on Twitter @BookCareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.